the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And this time around, we're going to start off talking about the university performance lineups that are coming up. And we'll start with NC State University's NC State Live. All events, or most of them anyway, are at Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock, except for Kid Stuff performances or As Noted. Coming up Saturday, September 28th, it's Regina Carter, simply Ella. For Grammy-nominated artist Regina Carter, the violin isn't simply an improvisational vehicle. It's a passport to unexpected realms. Regina's recent release, Ella, Accentuate the Positive, and world tour, Simply Ella, marks the 100th birthday of the incomparable Ella Fitzgerald. Friday, October 4th, NC State Live, Nobuntu. Get lost in the rich tones of Zimbabwe. Nobuntu, the all-female a cappella quintet from Zimbabwe, has drawn praise worldwide for its inventive performances that masterfully blend traditional Zimbabwean songs with Afro jazz and gospel tunes. Friday, October 25th, it's Contra Tiempo, Joy Us, Just Us. The fierce minds of multilingual Los Angeles-based dance company Contra Tiempo have concocted Joy Us, Just Us, an urban Latin dance and music experience that melds community stories with powerful social dance. Think salsa, hip-hop, Afro-Cuban jams. And the first Kid Stuff of the season is Sunday, October 27th. This is Theater Works USA. Rosie Revere, engineer and friends, little ones can't help but dance along with this inspiring new musical based on the clever books Rosie Reverie, engineer, Iggy Peck, architect, and Ada Twist, scientist, by Andrea Beatty. Be treated to Rosie's big dreams, Iggy's passion for architecture, and Ada's fearless curiosity, a fabulous adventure through STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. The performance is at 3 o'clock. Moving on to Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill. Program started 8, unless noted. This is the 15th anniversary season. Friday, September 6, Misty Copeland in conversation. As American Ballet Theater's first African-American principal dancer, ballerina Misty Copeland has become renowned for breaking barriers. In this evening in conversation with Susan Jaffe, Dean of Dance at UNC School of the Arts, she will explore her path, finding her voice as an artist, and the ongoing challenges within the world of ballet and the arts. Ms. Copeland will not be dancing. This is at Memorial Hall. Friday, September 13th, Tierra Wack. Wack is a leading generation of young artists remaking the music industry. Called a true hip-hop original, that from Pitchfork, the Grammy-nominated rapper, singer, songwriter's music slips between genres and moods, creating a surreal experience that captures the bright spectrum of human emotion with nary a dull moment, once again at Memorial Hall. Friday through Sunday, September 27th through the 29th, Martha Graham Dance Company, current takeover. In Carolina Performing Arts' first-ever artist takeover, Dancers from Martha Graham Dance Company host lively, immersive experiences featuring Graham's pioneering choreography alongside emerging technologies. Stop by the current art space where you can watch in awe as a Graham dancer performs the iconic work Lamentations alongside cutting-edge projection. Again, this is at Current Art Space and Studio, two performances each day. Wednesday, October 2nd, Intuition, Songs from the Minds of Women, with Alicia Olatuja. Alicia is known for blending the earthy with the sublime. With Intuition, the acclaimed singer, composer, and arranger has crafted a statement of female empowerment at a pivotal moment in our cultural history. Moser Auditorium in Hill Hall, that's at 7:30. And Wednesday and Thursday, October 9 and 10, Rosas Danced Rosas. In this riveting performance by Anne Teresa de Kiersmaeker, repetition plays the leading role. A seminal postmodern work, Rosa Danced Rosas, is unequivocally feminine. Four women dancers engage in a dialogue of fierce movements that are countered by small, everyday gestures. 7:30 both evenings at Memorial Hall. And then Duke University. Music in the Gardens has one concert left. The concert are at, of course, the Sarah P. Duke Gardens on Wednesday at 7. The next one and the final one for the summer, July 17th, Cedric Burnside, part of an outstanding multi-generational music birthright that includes his father, Kelvin Jackson, and genre pioneering grandfather, R.L. Burnside. Cedric literally grew up in the blues. Duke Performances returns in September. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Thursday, September 19th, Ambrose Akinmusir, Origami Harvest. The album tackles institutional racism and cyclical poverty on a brave and original album that The Guardian calls a voyage through America that is both dreamlike and dystopian. This is at the Rubenstein Arts Center, Vonder Hayden Studio Theater. Saturday, September 21st, Mumu Fresh, Building Bridges, Muslims in America, Manuna Youssef. Regal combination of black power and Native American pride became most apparent on 2017's Pliant Vintage Babies L. It captured her and collaborator DJ Dummy dreamweaving in and out of upbeat soul jams and activist-inspired dirges. Saturday, September 28th, Escher String Quartet and Dover Quartet, two of the brightest chamber music constellations in America today, share the stage for a rare all-octet program. Both have assembled an impressive number of awards and residencies and have been lauded for musical maturity that belies their youth. This Chamber Art Series event is at Baldwin Auditorium. And Friday, October 11th, it's Andrew Tyson on piano. Durham native Andrew Tyson has garnered international praise as a real poet of the piano, that from BBC Radio 3. In his debut recital with Duke Performances, he brings his musical imagination to a hometown audience with an adventurous concert, and this is at Baldwin Auditorium. All right, let's check out some of the festivals going on in the coming weeks. China Grove Farmers Day is July 20th. The North Carolina Peach Festival is July 19 and 20. The North Carolina Watermelon Festival in Fair Bluff is July 19th through the 21st. The Watermelon Festival in Murfreesboro is July 31st through August 4th. And in August, a couple of the dates up. Historic Valdez Waldensian Festival is August 9 and 10. Sneed's Ferry Shrimp Festival is August 9th through the 11th. Winterville Watermelon Festival is August 22nd through the 25th. Lazy Days, August 24th, of course, in downtown Cary. And Matthew's Alive Labor Day Festival is August 30th through September 2nd. And, of course, the North Carolina Apple Festival in Hendersonville, August 30th through September 2nd. The Hopscotch Music Festival, set for downtown Raleigh in early September. Headliners have been announced for the September 5th through the 7th event. On Thursday, September 5th, Slater Kinney, Kurt Vile and the Violators, Snail Mail, and the Nude Party will perform on the main stage at Raleigh City Plaza. On Friday, September 6th, James Blake, Dirty Projectors, and Faye Webster will headline the Red Hat Amphitheater stage, while Jenny Lewis, Purple Mountains, and Tyler Ramsey will play the City Plaza stage. Churches, Fantogram, and play the Red Hat Amphitheater stage on Saturday, September 7th, while Little Brother, Rafael Sadiq, Lute, and Indigo D'Souza, along with Icky Brickets, all play at City Plaza. For its 10th year, the music festival is bringing back its earlier tradition of artist-curated bills. VIP and three-day passes are on sale to the general public through the Hopscotch website and eTix. And single show passes for all City Plaza and Red Hat shows, as well as one-day passes, will go on sale this summer. It's been announced that the legendary bluegrass artists Del McCurry and Jim Lauderdale will host the IBMA World of Bluegrass Awards Show, held during the five-day September event. The International Bluegrass Music Association's World of Bluegrass, which takes place September 24th through the 28th, features conferences, showcases, the award shows, and the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, or seven stages of music around downtown Raleigh, and free performances by premier bluegrass artists at Red Hat Theater. The award show, now is in its 30th year, will be held September 26th at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. With the help of McCurry and Lauderdale, the music community will highlight musical achievements of the year and honor new Hall of Fame inductees. Earlier this year, the Del McCurry Band and Molly Tuttle were announced as the main stage artists. Other performers include Bluegrass Hall of Fame member Doyle Lawson and Balsam Range. Additions to the festival's 2019 lineup include I'm With Her, Sister Sadie, Frank Sullivan, and Dirty Kitchen, among others. The lineup and schedules for performances will be updated online as the event gets closer. And the Art of Cool Festival. Jill Scott and Run DMC will headline the Art of Cool Festival in September. Jill Scott and Ari Lennox will perform at Durham Bulls Athletic Park on September 27th, with Run DMC and Houdini set to perform September 28th. The annual festival, now in its sixth year, will be held September 27th through the 29th at various venues in downtown Durham. The main venue will be Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Additional venues include the Durham Armory, Motorco Music Hall, Carolina Theater, the Pinhook, and the Masonic Lodge. Additional confirmed AOC Fest performers for this year include North Carolina hip-hop producer, rapper, and scholar Ninth Wonder, presenting 95 Live, North Carolina native and saxophonist Marcus Anderson, classically trained string instrumentalist and hip-hop duo Black Violin, and British soul singer-songwriter Omar. The Art of Cool Festival started in 2014 and has since grown to host upwards of 10,000 music fans each year. And North Carolina will have a presence at the Americana Fest in Nashville this September. Americana Music Association Executive Director Jed Hilly said the 20th annual Americana Fest, planned September 10th through the 15th in Nashville, will feature two nights devoted to North Carolina music. The partnership is part of the Come Here North Carolina initiative, which aims to spotlight the state's roots in Americana music. Okay, let's check out what's going on at PNC Arena in the coming weeks and months. Wednesday, August 14th, it's the Jonas Brothers Happiness Begins Tour. Tuesday, August 20th, Backstreet Boys, the DNA World Tour. Friday, September 6th, Chris Brown, Indigo Tour. Monday, September 30th, Carrie Underwood, the Cry Pretty 360 Tour. Saturday, October 19th, Bon Iver. Sunday, October 20th, Mercy Me and the Imagine Nation Tour. Sunday, November 3rd, this is an add to the lineup, Slayer, the Final Campaign. The metal legends are making Raleigh's PNC Arena one of the group's final concerts, as they call it quits the end of November. Friday, November 8th, the Black Keys with Modest Mouse, Litz Rock Tour. Friday, November 22nd, the Sweetener World Tour, of course, Ariana Grande. Wednesday through Sunday, December 11th through the 15th, Disney on Ice Road Trip Adventures. Thursday through Sunday, February 6th through 9th, Jurassic World. And Tuesday, February 11th, it's Celine Dion and the Courage World Tour. Let's take a look at some of the music festivals going on around the state of North Carolina. Through July 27th, the Eastern Music Festival in Greensboro and Points West. Through August 3rd, it's an Appalachian Summer Festival in Boone. Where else? Through August 17th, the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival. July 19 and 20, it's Bernaroo Music and Arts Festival in New Bern. July 19 and 20 also, Spruce Pine Barbecue Championship and Bluegrass Festival. That's at Riverside Park in Spruce Pine. Also, July 19th through the 19th and 20th, Down East Music Festival in Rocky Mount at Bishop Stadium Rocky Mount Sports Complex. July 20th, Barnstock BYOB Music Fest in Huntersville. July 20th, Chickweed in Salisbury at the F&M Trolley Barn. July 25th through the 28th, Nunn Brothers Bluegrass Festival in Mount Airy. July 26th and 27th, Hillbilly Jam, Maggie Valley. July 26 and 27 as well, Ash County Bluegrass and Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Jefferson. August 1st through the 3rd, the Mountain Dance and Folk Festival, and that takes place in Asheville. All right, concerts upcoming at the North Carolina Museum of Art's 2019 Summer Concert Schedule. Tuesday, July 23rd, July 23rd, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers with Amos Lee. That's at 7:30. Saturday, July 27th, John Butler Trio and Trevor Hall starts at 8. Wednesday, August 7th, an evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band at 8. Saturday, August 17th, celebrating Nina Simone featuring Lisa Simone in concert at 8. Saturday, August 24th, it's the Old Crow Medicine Show at 8. Thursday, August 29th, also starting at 8, Chaka Khan. Saturday, August 31st, Mipso from 8 to 11. Friday through Sunday, September 6th through the 8th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention presents We Are Here. Saturday, September 14th, Snarky Puppy at 8. And Wednesday, September 25th, Rhiannon Giddens with Francesco Teresi. And that concert starts at 7:30. And the folks who enjoy beach music, or you just like getting out for some live music, how about the Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills? July 18th, it's Chairman of the Board. July 25th, Blackwater Band. August 1st, it's the Band of Oz. August 8th, Sleeping Booty. And August 15th, Liquid Pleasure. And those concerts all are at the Commons each Thursday from 6 until 9. And the Friday Night Tributes return from August through October 5th. Those concerts start at 9 at the Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills. Coming up the next few weeks at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Friday, July 19th, Tom Joyner. Thursday, July 25th, Mary J. Blige and Nas. Friday, July 26th, Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay, Morgan Whalen. Saturday, July 27th, Nelly, TLC, and Flo Rida. Sunday, July 28th, 311, and the Dirty Heads. Friday, August 2nd, Kids Bop Live. And Thursday, August 8th, Thomas Rhett, Dustin Lynch, and Russell Dickerson. At Redhead Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, Wednesday, July 17th, it's Godsmack. Friday, July 26th, Iration, live from Paradise 2019 tour with special guests Pepper Fortunate Youth and Catastro. Saturday, August 3rd, Why Don't We? 8 Letters Tour. Sunday, August 4th, Mo and Blues Traveler, All Roads Run Around Tour. Tuesday, August 6th, Papa Roach, Who Do You Trust Tour. Wednesday, August 7th, The Flaming Lips with special guests, the Claypool Lennon Delirium and Particle. Then moving on to Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary. Friday, July 19th, Green Sky Bluegrass. Saturday, July 20th, the North Carolina Symphony presents the annual beach party starring the Embers. Sunday, July 21st, Sublime with Rome, Soja, and special guests Common Kings and Serenation. Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd at Cocobooth, the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Then Sunday, August 18th, Big Head Toad and the Monsters and Toad the Wet Sprocket. A look at the schedule for the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Coming up Friday, July 19th, How Did This Get Made Live? Tuesday, August 6th, Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band. This is a special 30th anniversary tour. Friday, August 9th, Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. Saturday, August 10th, Get the Lead Out, World's Greatest Led Zeppelin Tribute. Sunday, August 18th, Game Grumps Live, The Final Party. All right, here's what's happening on the Carolina Theater schedule. All programs start at 8, unless noted. Wednesday, July 17th, Trey Anastasio, Between Me and My Mind. Saturday, July 20th, 85 South Show Live, shows at 7 and 10. Tuesday, July 23rd, The Bacon Brothers. Wednesday, July 24th, Merge 30, Durham's own Merge Records, celebrating 30 years of independent music. Thursday, August 1st, it's the 9th annual Grateful Dead Meetup at the movies. Tuesday, August 13th, and Evening with David Crosby. And a couple of the things from Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts going on now through July 21st. I Am My Own Wife, a Theater Raleigh event at Kennedy Theater. July 23rd through the 28th, the always lovable Annie at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, July 27th, Summer Intensive, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, August 4th, Naha Kakar, Live in Concert, May Mandy Concert Hall. August 7th through the 18th, it is the Bridges of Madison County, once again a Theater Raleigh event, and this is at Kennedy Theater. Then Saturday, August 17th, it's the 12th Annual Carolina Music Awards Show. Saturday, August 24th, an R-rated magic show. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. And Saturday, August 31st, Giordano in Concert. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. September 4th through the 15th, we have the Scottsboro Boys, another Theater Raleigh event, and it takes place at Kennedy Theater. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.